Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we take time to intentionally stop and reflect upon God's Word that's appointed for this day. I pray that as you hear the Scripture, that would it speak to your life and that the Spirit would work so that these words come alive and bring meaning to you in your daily walk with Christ. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Christ, and come. By your merciful protection, alert us to the threatening dangers of our sins, and redeem us for your life of justice. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. For this first Sunday of Advent, our reading from the Gospel is from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 21st chapter. Jesus says, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Then he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap, for it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times. Pray that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. If I'm honest with you, I really don't like readings like this. It doesn't feel very Advent-y. Most of us, when we think of Advent, we think of preparing for the birth of Jesus. But part of Advent is this notion of anticipation of the second coming. So we get these readings at the beginning that are kind of what's called apocalyptic at the beginning, that sense of what is to come, these words of Jesus that talk about destruction, that the fear and aboding will come, the powers of heaven will be shaken, right? All this language. And part of it is Lutherans, I think, we're not sure what to do with this. Do we see the signs? I think my difficulty with it is this. When I hear people talking about, oh, these are the signs of the end times, normally there's some kind of political agenda behind it, that we see things that we don't like and we declare it the end of the days. I have trouble discerning these signs. Jesus makes it seem like it should be as clear as day. Now, some signs are easy to determine, right? As you go into the stores this time of year, you hear Christmas music. You see trees set up at Walmart and various places, Hobby Lobby, selling Christmas trees and decorations. You see on TV sales, Black Friday. Right? Those are easy signs to distinguish. Signs that Christmas is coming. signs that we got to get ready, that we got to prepare the house and decorate and do all these things. Those signs are easy. But the signs that Jesus is talking about, other passages, he talks about rumors of wars, earthquakes, all these things. Now, as we stop and reflect upon it, part of it is what I think we need to remember is that our salvation is not based upon that ability to be able to determine the signs. Like the fig tree, Jesus says, here, look at the fig tree. When you see the leaves beginning to sprout, you know summer is there. I'm not quite sure it's that easy, that it's difficult to determine. But the good news is that's not what determines our salvation. Our salvation is based upon what Jesus has done for us. And I think if we take anything from this passage, it's towards the end where we take comfort in this. Jesus says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But Jesus' words remain firm, and they speak to us anew that they're to be life-giving. His word of forgiveness, his word of his grace, the word of the cross that reminds us of what God has done for us. Or else to hear these words, be alert, be on guard. That part of it, it reminds us of the uncertainty of what lies ahead. We don't know what tomorrow may bring. And part of it, I think this passage calls us to say, that's okay. We don't have to get worked up about what is to come or what will be. But what we do is we be alert. We be on guard. We be ready. And we wait. Part of this season of Advent is a sense of waiting, of watching, of being ready. The people in Jesus' day weren't sure what was going to happen. Some of them probably tried to make things happen themselves, right? The zealots, we know at that time, were ready to pick up arms, to take over their country. But the message that really was proclaimed was wait. God will do a new thing. God is there in the midst, and he does something that people probably never thought. He sent a child to be born in a town called Bethlehem, to be the one who will come and redeem all people, who will come and set us free. This Advent season, as we prepare ourselves in our houses to celebrate with family and friends, may we also prepare ourselves to be alert, to be on guard, to wait, to watch, to prepare to welcome again the Christ child who comes into us, who is the one who gives us life and gives us salvation through his death, not by interpreting signs or anything else, but through his death and resurrection. And may we celebrate his coming anew this day. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. Now let us pray. Lord Jesus, you tell us to read the signs and to watch for what comes. At times, we don't always see these signs or understand them. But what we do is trust in your words. Because your words will not pass away. Your words remain true forever. May these words come into our life. May they take root. And may they bear much fruit as we prepare ourselves as we keep ourselves alert and on guard to celebrate your coming. And may we always marvel at all that you have done and the ways you continue to speak to us in our world today. In your holy name we pray. Amen. And now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.